Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, I want to talk, this is going to be a mini episode about our reading habits, how we read and how especially we read books.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
People ask us this all the time. I know you are a massive lover of content and you reading is a real main skill that you're honing and that is adding quality to your life. Everything else you do, same thing for me. So I thought let's attack this from a little bit of a different angle of just sharing maybe some hacks, maybe some unique learnings or habits or ways that we attack, like reading a lot of stuff. And maybe that's going to give one or the other person out there an idea, an insight, or spark, you know, their love for reading again. I mean, it's given that we both absolutely love books and absolutely love reading. So I'm just going to throw out some things that I do when it comes to my reading habits that I found to be unusual, at least when I share people these things with people, they always seem to be surprised and then it seems to be valuable. So I'll throw out one weird thing I do about reading books and then we can ping pong back and forth and see if we can give people some really cool new ideas on how to attack the topic of reading.
Rock and roll.
So one thing that I do that I find incredibly valuable when it comes to reading books is one thing that I get all the time, which is people ask me for reading recommendations, right? What's your favorite book on sales? What's your favorite book on business? What's your favorite book of all times? What's the book that's changed your life most? And I really hate that question to a certain degree because I always feel like, you know, what's been impactful for me is constantly changing. And the book that changed my life most is a book that's totally useless to most people today, right? And would be a useless book to me today. But when I was 14 or 16, it was an incredible book to read, right? For my mindset and my knowledge back then. So one thing that I found is that a book is not really a constant experience. It's not a common experience in most cases. So one thing I really love to do is, and the book recommendation I give most often is I'm telling people, go back and read a book, try to reread a book that you tried reading a long time ago and you really didn't like. Just give a book a second try, basically. And additionally, go back to a book you've read a long time ago that you really fucking loved and give that book a try again. My experience, you know, has been that reading a book is an experience in time that can't be replicated because it's not just the book might be constant, but I am changing and I am a big part of the reading experience. The way I consume the book, the way I read the book, the way I understand the book will change as I am changing and as my environment is changing, right? Reading a book somewhere on vacation is going to be a different experience than reading the same book at the office. Or reading a book in the morning can be a very different experience from reading the same book at night, right? I might pick up on totally different things. I might feel totally different reading through the book. And so I love going back and rereading certain books. And I found that I am amazed. There's books that I've read 3 or 4 times. And every time I'm like, there's no fucking way this was in the book the last time I read it. Right? So I'll read a few pages and I could swear these pages didn't exist before because I can't believe that I've never picked up on this, right? That these pages, this strategy, this story, I can't remember at all, right? And it didn't stand out to me at all. So what happened between the last time reading it and this time reading is I changed so much. So now reading the book, something else stands out to me. Something else impacts me. Something else is relevant to me right now. So the biggest tip that I have to give, or one of the weird things that I do, is reading books again. Books I love and books I could not read. Like sometimes I'll start a book and I'm like, I just can't do this right now. This is too hard. I'm not inspired. This is not fun. Fuck this. And then, you know, if it's a book that a lot of people really love, maybe a year, maybe 2 years later, I'll give it another try. And again, sometimes I have the same experience, but many times I'm like, holy shit, this is an incredible book. I'm having so much fun. I can't even relate to the person that was struggling reading this. So a book is not an experience you can only have once. It's not a constant experience. You can go back and read books again and again and again. Read them differently in different contexts in your life, and they're going to give you different insights and a very different experience.
Wow. I think you had a statement in there, something like, the book doesn't change, but you do.
Yeah.
And that is so powerful. I've never heard anyone say it that crisply, or say it at all, really, about like reading books. And that really made me think of something really powerful that I have gotten much better at, which is picking the right book at the right time.
Mm.
And so to me, I went from, you know, reading, you know, just books, like whatever someone recommended or just whatever I fancied, just based on a recommendation or something I have on my shelf or something like that, to reading books really purposefully. And purposefully meaning it could be as simple as I need some entertainment. I'm going to read a fiction book, right? I just need something entertaining. I don't want to watch TV or a movie. I actually don't do that very often anymore. I really don't at all. But I want to be entertained. So I'm going to read a story. Mm. And go read a story. And it's mainly because it's purposeful. It's like, I need to get out of my head, or I don't want to read yet another business book. I'll do that. That's very purposeful. When it comes to business books these days, for me, it's really, really purposeful. So if, and it could be reading an old book that I hadn't before. So, and then there's different types of books too. There's books like many of the Eric Ries books, the Lean Startup books, a new one, the High Growth Handbook, I believe is what it's called, by Elad Gil, that like you'll pick up and find a chapter and section and be like, oh yeah, I need that right now. And you'll read it and be like, cool, I got it, moving on. And then you'll pick it up again. So it's more of like a referenceable book, a book you can keep referencing over and over again. You don't read it cover to cover. That's not the purpose of it, right? Many of these books are like that. I actually think Eric Ries's books are more like that than less like that. I think there's a book by Steve Blank, and I'm talking about very startup-y books specifically, on customer development, 4 Steps to the Epiphany, and then he had another one on customer development. Yeah. And those are great books, but those are books where like I don't read it cover to cover. I don't want to. I want to read it when I have a purposeful thing, something that I'm going through in my business, something I'm going through in my mind, and I read the book. So like the best book on the topic of hiring, right? If I were hiring a lot and wanted to level up on it and wanted to get a book, have a book help me, give me different perspectives, I'd go find one. Or the best book on culture. Honestly, still the best book on culture I've ever read is Tribal Leadership. And I'd go pick it up again. If I'm scaling my business from the size it is right now, and I know I'm going to have to 10X the team size, then I'd go read that book again. Right now, I don't need to. I'm good. A lot of the ideas are in my head, but I'd go read it again. So I think this whole idea of reading purposefully, and I don't just mean tactically like business stuff, but even personally, is really what I think makes it so that your reading experience is good. It's enjoyable. So you don't have that like, fuck this book moment like you describe, you know? Because it might be just an irrelevant book, more so right now, more so than a bad book. And I never like start reading. I'm like you. I don't start reading and then just could be committed to finishing it. Because I don't ever want to feel bad that I started and didn't finish. I commit to starting and then seeing if I want to continue. So my commitment is to starting. My commitment is not to finishing the book, which I know sounds weird because a lot of people like to finish books. But for me, books are references. Even books that you should be reading cover to cover, supposedly, they're references. I like flipping through the book. I want to look at the chapter titles. I want to read the first paragraph of a bunch of chapters. And I really want to understand what this book is going to mean to me right now or in the future. Because to me, I might pick it up later and not right now, even though I'm looking at it right now. Because right now, it's not purposeful, even though I might have thought it is. So that's, I think, a riff on what you're saying, which is how do you make reading a proactive activity, an activity where you're able to actually get value out of these books that you read?
I think one of the biggest things that we're both hinting on, and I want to highlight, is that most of us have learned reading through school, through the school system.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a very strong kind of ingrained way of thinking of what reading a book is and what it isn't. And I think most humans, they learn to read the book sequentially from cover to cover, beginning to end. And if you didn't finish the book, if you read like 95%, you just didn't finish the last chapter, the feeling is incomplete, as if you've never read the fucking thing, right? So people have very strong habits when it comes to reading, and they're very inflexible. I find people, if you tell them, just don't read the first 3 chapters, just read chapter 4, that's all you need from the book, it blows their mind. It's like, they're like, no, I read the whole book just to be safe. And you're like, but you didn't need to. Yeah, I know, but I just have. We are like so irrational people.
Like, why? It's like, why? Yeah. Like, why? Don't waste your time.
I think our programming when it comes to reading is so strong that most of us are kind of a prisoner to that. It's like, I have to read this way. I can't read any other way.
I love that. And then they feel bad if they don't finish a book or start five and stop it. I don't feel bad. I feel great. I'm like, great. I read some shit. Like, great. I read some of it and then I didn't need more of it. I'm good. I saved myself the trouble, right?
Yeah. So I think
I like that.
Breaking through that prison and realizing that you read one chapter, you read the book, not the whole book, but you read what was relevant. You started and you decided this is not for you right now. That's cool. You know, read it cover to cover. That's awesome. You read half of it and stopped. Like, there's no right way or wrong way to read. You just have to get out of you. It's an experience. And the question is, what kind of an experience do you need right now? And what do you not need? And so there's speed reading techniques. There's techniques of like reading a book and taking very specific notes in certain areas. There's all kinds of techniques of reading. And I think all of them are fair game, including the one of not reading the fucking thing, right? If you're done with it in the beginning, or just reading one chapter or a few pages. If you get like one idea out of it, that's really amazing. But if you can't get anything out of it, deciding to let go and go use that energy and attention on another book, on something else, and maybe come back to it later, is a much healthier approach than going, which most people will do, shit, I've started, so I feel the urge, the urge to finish this, to suffer through all the pages. You know how many times you talk to people that are like, I read it, but I really hated it. I'm like, in the beginning or just the last two chapters? No, from the first page, I hated this book. Like, well, why did you read it then? Well, I don't know. I felt like I need to read, like, you know, I think we have this very strong programming. And I think the main message that we both have is there's many ways to read a book. There's many ways to go back to books. Don't feel constrained to whatever your habit of reading is. You're going to get a ton more value and joy out of the experience of reading books if you approach it with a more lighthearted, more flexible way than if you feel like, if I don't start to finish back cover to back cover, if I don't do that, I failed in reading a book.
Yeah, I'd say you failed in managing your time.
Oh,
you didn't fail in reading the book.
Oh, right? Shit.
Like, you failed in managing your time. Like, it's time management. Like, don't waste your fucking time. Like, don't read the book if it's not good for you. Don't read the book if you read the first few pages and you're like, I'm not into this. Right? If you feel like you could get into it, then read one chapter. And if you're still not into it, stop, please. For the love of God, as they say, stop. Because I think we're trying to, look, we read books.